Brittany Force, everybody. Good morning and welcome to K-Earth 101. How you doing?
Great. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, you bet. Well, thanks for being on. How are all the other forces?
Everybody's good. I think we're ready to kick off the season. You know, we just got back from Phoenix testing, spent 4 days there making runs in the car and ready to get to Mona and really, you know, kick off the season.
Yeah, you know, this is it's so crazy for you guys because it's the family business, right?
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, if your dad was a brain surgeon, you'd probably be a brain surgeon now, but yeah.
There's no way. we'd all end up in drag racing somehow.
Yeah. What? I mean, a lot of people, you know, they have famous parents like your dad, John Force, but they don't necessarily do what their parents did, you know what I mean? But you guys, you and the sisters, you all decided that this is what you wanted to do. And why is that? What happened?
Yeah, you know, it surprised him more than anybody. Everyone always thinks he pushed racing on us, and it was actually the opposite. He was pushing us the other direction. Go do something else. Just because, you know, I'm being a parent, I'm guessing you really worry about your kids. And when you put them into a race car like that, I can't imagine the feeling that my parents go through every time they stand up on the starting line. So actually, he was always pushing us in the other direction. Uh-huh. We all went to school, got our degrees, and I was about 17 when I decided I wanted to get to a Supercomp dragster. Mm-hmm. And I competed there for 3 years while I was going to school. I competed another 3 years in an A-field dragster. And then I had the opportunity to drive a top field car. And honestly, I never thought I'd be competing in one. I thought those guys are absolutely crazy. I think my dad's crazy for being in a funny car. I'm driving an A-field car. They go fast enough. I don't need to go 330 miles per hour. That was
right.
Insane.
Right.
But, you know, the opportunity came along, and I'm not going to turn that down. I'm going to jump in the thing, make some test runs. And when I got in the thing, it was Las Vegas. I made my first full pass down the drag strip, and I was absolutely hooked. I got out of the car, and it was my first full pass, and I knew that was the direction I was going. And my dad got himself into a mess. But, no, it's great. I love – my dad's taught me everything in the sport of drag racing. I grew up, you know, at the racetracks with my sisters when we were just babies. We grew up out there. Everyone became family. Mm-hmm. Racetracks became homes for us. And, you know, I've always loved the sport. But, you know, driving it's a whole – I never imagined I'd be driving a top field car, but I absolutely love it. Wouldn't have it any other way.
That's, you know, it's got to be genetic or something. You know, it's like some people just feel that need for speed, to put it as Tom Cruise would say. So if you've never been – to you know, the top fuel drag race, like the Lucas Oil Winter Nationals, are this weekend at the Auto Club Raceway in Pomona. I've been a couple of times. It is an awesome. I mean, if you watch it on video, it doesn't do it justice. You've got to be there.
Oh no, absolutely not.
Yeah, you got to be there to feel it and hear it, right?
Yeah, absolutely. There is nothing like it than, you know, walking into it. You know, we're racing in Pomona this weekend, and to come out there and actually watch it. It is insane. It touches all senses. I mean, the sounds, the ground shakes, you feel it in your chest, the smells, everything it's absolutely insane. There's nothing like it, but I guarantee if you've never been and you come out, you will be hooked. It won't be your last time. You will be back because it is incredible. I mean, I fell in love with it since I was a kid. I've been out here my entire life, and I still, when I stand up on that starting line, I am blown away. My eyes are pouring. I'm plugging my ears. And it still just jolts you. You don't ever get used to it.
What kind of ear protection do you need to have to drive a top fuel dragster?
You know, in a dragster, I'm lucky the engine's behind me, so it's not very loud. Mm-hmm. Standing outside a top fuel dragster when those things launch, it sounds insane, but it's much quieter in my car. I have all this safety gear on. I have padding all the way around. My roll cage, it's pretty muffled in there. It's not as loud for sure as it is standing outside the car.
That's crazy. And you're a champion. I mean, you were the first woman to win the NHRA 4-Wide Nationals. I mean, just insane.
Mm-hmm.
And you set a new NHRA top fuel drag racing record at Heartland Park in Topeka. And, you know, have you ever spoken to Shirley Cha-Cha Muldowney? You know, she was one of the first to get in there. And has she ever talked to you about your career?
Yeah, I run into her here and there at the racetracks. But, you know, it was pretty cool what our team accomplished in 2017. I was with Alan Johnson and Brian Houston.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we were in the hunt for a championship. We actually struggled all season long, you know, could barely get the thing to the winner's circle and really turned things around when we got to the countdown. You know, the last few races, we won a handful of them. We won most of them.
Right.
And, you know, we moved all the way from sixth position going into the countdown all the way up to number one. We really buttoned everything up in Pomona. It was down to actually three drivers total. And it could go any which way. It was anyone's game. And, you know, what our team pulled off in Pomona was incredible. We were number one qualifier. We won the race. And in the second round, you know, is where we locked up the championship. And that was the first time a female had done that in Top Fuel in over 30 years or something.
Wow.
Since Shirley. So it was I know Alan Johnson's won many championships, but I think it was a special one to him just because there was so much on it, so much built on it, and, you know, what we had accomplished that day.
So, you know, for those who don't know how this thing is scored, so you pick up points in different races, and then at the end of the season, the champion is determined by how many points everyone has accumulated, right?
Yeah, it's once you go into the countdown, they take, you know, all the points reset. All the points reset. So on a scale of, it's just you have a better chance. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter at that point. From then on, it's anybody's game. The points are close enough. You come all the way from, you know, the last position all the way up to number one. We came all the way from sixth position up to number one, which was a mm-hmm. huge jump. And at that point, it's anybody's game. It's really, you have to do well all season long. You have to hang in, make it into that countdown. But really, it's once the countdown begins, there's no room for mistakes. You have to bring it. You have to, you know, qualify well. You have to go out and you have to try to win every single event.
Yeah.
If you can. And, you know, we were able to pull it off.
You know, being in a sport that probably doesn't have a female image, it would be considered a male dominated sport. Like a Top Fuel dragster, being a champion and being an attractive woman, you must have a lot of fan mail. Let's put it that way. Do you have a big fan base out there?
We do, and a lot of my fan base is carried over from my dad. So I'm very blessed, mm-hmm. very lucky to have that. You know, fans that been watching my dad forever. When my sisters and I got in the sport, they kind of followed over. So I'm very lucky to have that. But I do have so many, you know, young kids come out to the ropes who are interested because, you know, I'm out there.
Mm-hmm.
Courtney was out there last year.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they're just pulled into that, a female in this male-dominated sport.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's one of the greatest parts about my job is having these kids come up and, you know, say that they want to drive race cars and they ask for advice. That's one of the coolest things about my job.
Yeah. Well, you're a champ, you know. I mean, you've got that attitude. You got the game face. You have the discipline. You know, and the skills to make it happen. So it's going to be fantastic this weekend at the Auto Club Raceway in Pomona, the Lucas Oil Winter Nationals. And Brittany, we love watching you. Thanks for the time.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.